We're looking at two passages of Scripture this morning. One is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, one of my favorite passages of Scripture because it is one of the most realistic, down-to-earth, straightforward, and I like straightforward. I don't like directions that go around the world. You can't understand them, can't do anything. I like it when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. I used that passage actually yesterday at a service. And it is so true. How difficult is that to understand? How difficult is that to get a grip on? I mean, we have a book right here that gives us guidance in everything. It's perfect directions. They're not difficult, especially if you've come to understand I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. If you understand those things, then this book's pretty simple. It's not that difficult to get. Oh, you may not understand every word, especially if you're reading from King James, it's like I do. Some of those words are a little bit different today than what they were in the day that they were written, but that's the way that it is. But there's a parallel passage also that comes out of the Old Testament. It's found in Proverbs chapter 14, and it's in verse number 12, and it makes this statement. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the way is the way of death. You hear that? You might want to write that one down too. You might want to mark that in the Word of God, because it is exactly the things that we follow after today. Man always has a way. He always has directions. He always thinks he's got it down, and only to come to the end of it and figure out, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I didn't have it. Maybe it wasn't as easy as I thought it was. It could have been. Could have been all of those things. But it's as simple as making this statement, which I heard from my dad and from my grandfather over and over and over again. Follow the directions. Just simply follow the directions. Now, guys, I know that's a tough thing at times. We've been in the game a long time, and we think we have it down, and it's so simple, and we can do it all. You know, I remember as a kid, when I was a kid, we had, that was before they, yeah, never mind, I won't go there. Okay. We had little things like Lincoln Logs. Little bitty thing. Now, I'm not talking about these great big things you guys, they got today for kids. I'm talking about little bitty things. You built little cabins with those little Lincoln Logs, and they had little flat boards, and you made little roofs, or they had an erector set. Now, that was a cool deal. It's all metal. You had little screws, and you could put it. You're looking at me like, when were you a kid? Well, I own Bethlehem Steel. I think I know something about that. But we had those kind of things. And so, therefore, I have always been qualified to do things like this. From the very beginning, I knew all about it. It's why my dad hated to have me around when I took apart the lawnmowers. Wanted to see how that engine worked. Couldn't understand when it came down to a two-cycle. I didn't know that it needed oil in the gas. It just got gas. I was to run. I mowed the lawn. It didn't mow very long like that. Then I took it apart to figure out what went wrong. Well, what are these doing in there? They look like little reed deals. You guys have no clue what I'm talking about. That's okay. Follow the directions were the admonishment that I got on all things. Are you not those kind of people, though, that get ready to put something together and all of a sudden it says, well, that just doesn't fit. I'll just modify it. You know, I've always learned that maybe instead of you modify, well, the directions got to be wrong. Well, probably the directions aren't wrong. You probably, if you'd have flipped it over, maybe turned it around the other way, it'd probably fit just perfect. But you weren't quick enough to get all of that done. Well, you can't believe directions. Well, it depends on what directions you're getting. Assembly. You never heard that word? You ever heard that kind of stuff? Some simple assembly required. That's a lie. That's absolutely a lie. When they say, it's like a doctor saying, well, this won't hurt, it's just a pinch. Yeah, with a pair of pliers. What kind of pinch do I want about that? I just know this, if all else fails, and this is what a card I got one time in a deal, after I was looking at the thing, I think I can put it money. And then in the bottom, I get down to a piece of papers, you know, that you need to, that you're supposed to look at first, and said at the bottom, when all else fails, read the directions. I thought that was a great manufacturer put that in there. Should have put it on top, but he didn't put it like that. Why is that? I grew up in a generation, we did things. We just did it. Figure it out. Nobody was around to tell you not to. They were around to tan your hide when you did it, but that's beside the point. It's the way that this generation, my generation, did things. I mean, we grew up and we just did those kind of things. I thought it was always relevant. Look at the 1960s and 70s, what did they call it? They said it was a lost generation. We had Lost in Space. We had Star Trek. We had all of these fantasy things that they're out there somewhere. And you never knew where you were going, never knew what was going on. These were just things that you always had. And that's probably why they looked at me and they said, that boy's puzzled. Yeah, he's confused. I wasn't confused. I knew exactly where I was going. Wasn't any place that they wanted me to go, but I was still going to go there because I knew what I was going to do. Because I was always getting mixed signals, you know, behave. Well, that's a relative term. How much obedience do I have to do to still behave? And I wanted to make sure I stayed under the minimum. Always got to keep it down there like that. Directions are great if you know who's giving you the directions. They're worthy to follow if there's something that you should follow. Now, ladies, this is going to be a very sexist comment. Don't tell me that it's 6 minutes to anywhere. I told Lily yesterday, they were going to go out to camp to Larry and Lori's place out to camp. And Margaret goes, it's going to be 30 minutes out and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, honey, what she says is 30 minutes, maybe about 15. It depends on who's driving. Don't tell me you go down and you go by the pink house down here and they got cows in the field and that's where it's supposed to be. What happens if the cows have been slaughtered? What happens if they painted the house? Do you have a name? Can you give me directions, an address? I said, how many miles is it to this place? That will tell me a whole lot more than describing it by something that never takes. They tore that building down, honey. So you can't. Well, you know, it's right across the street from. Well, that, I'm sorry. All that's there is a vacant field now. So you get all this. Why am I saying that? Because directions need to be stated, and they need to be stated in a proper way and straightforward. You don't need to polish them. You don't need to. That's why I was always a great fan of people like Patton or MacArthur. You don't know any of these people? Read your history. They were great leaders. You know, and that's why I always laughed when I thought a president would say, well, we're going to do this. You're not doing anything, dude. You're sitting in an armchair. And you're going to direct the whole world from that armchair. I mean, unless you were an Eisenhower. Yeah, he knew something about directing. You know, he knew about that kind of stuff. Or Teddy Roosevelt. I like that kind of guy. Walk softly. Carry a big stick. That always got people in line. You see, we understood directions in that day. Today, we don't understand directions because we don't get directions. We get one day it's this way, the next day it's another way. But there's someone that gives us directions, and he gives us to us out of this book. And the directions are very understandable. All you have to do is read it, and you will understand it. I mean, it's you just got to do it. But what have we got now? We don't have that kind of stuff because this book is irrelevant to so many. Life that we know today is all that counts. Well, how about eternal life? Does it count for anything? Is it something that we ought to be concerned about? Yeah, we should be concerned about it because it is eternal. It's not the 50, 60, 70 years, 80 years, 90, or 100 years that you get in this world. It's eternal. It's forever. And God says, I got some serious directions that I want to give you right here. You know, through the years, seminary years, I had one particular professor, Dr. Dayton. He was a great guy. Most dry sense of humor, hilarious. He reminded me of Richard. I'm going to talk about him because he's not sitting in here yet. But when they talked like Richard, and brilliant man like Richard is, and brilliant is very brilliant. Who laughed? Oh, wow. Man, you know what friends you got in this group, that's for sure. But, you know, he would say things, and he'd always talk about historical things like Babylon. He said, you know, that they had gone an archaeological discovery around ancient Babylon, and they found in one of these scrolls, and it took a long time to decipher everything about coming out of that scroll. And it was such a hard thing to translate, but finally they got it down to, and this is what he said. They put it in English, and I wrote it down. I wrote this down 40-some years ago, and it's still a good thing to write down. He says, this is the oldest inscription that ever came of a human expression, and it did come out of ancient Babylon. He said, alas, alas. You know how they always used to say big words like that? Alas, things are not what they were. Children no longer obey their parents. How many thousand years ago was that? Like 3,000 years ago? Children don't obey their parents. Well, I'm surprised. I'm shocked. Don't you just love that? I love it because nothing's changed. This generation thinks the generations behind them didn't pay attention, and then we think that they don't pay attention to the next generation, and it'll always be passed down. I can't believe it because I don't understand it. I can't get it together because I just don't get it, because something happened right there. Or you always get the person that knows everything there is to know about everything, but never does anything. Like those people? I love those kind of people. Yeah. Well, that's not the way I would do it. I said, I'm certain it is not the way that you would do it because you don't do anything but criticize. We have to have directions. This is what Sunday morning is for every one of us. It goes to the Word of God and we find direction. Directions to lead our lives. Directions to make decisions. Directions to know when we should speak up and when we should shut up. Where's Margaret? She didn't hear that statement. That's okay. She never likes me to say it. I don't know why she didn't like me to say that. What are we here for? We're here to help people. To help people with problems. To help understand things. You know what the best thing I can tell you to do? This is my simple advice. This won't cost you anything. Did you get that? It's a smart thing. That's why they're all these guys always ask you, what do you think? Well, if I was thinking, I'd have an answer, but I don't always have a thing. That reminds me, a marriage counselor. That's a dangerous thing, I can tell you right now. Marriage counselor was bringing home his issues, I guess you might say. He came home and he was always talking about what he was doing at work, and he had an 8-year-old daughter, like I got an 8-year-old granddaughter. She said, right, you be careful what you say in front of Lily. I'm going to tell you right now, because you'll hear it again. It may not be exactly the way you said it, but it'll come back. But he had an 8-year-old daughter, and he was coming home, and he was explaining all the counseling that he had been doing for this one particular couple. And in that explanation of all the things that he was, you know, that he always did, he said, well, there's a great danger of being too rigid, or there's a great danger of being too flexible. You're going to go, well, that's good directions. You don't want to be rigid, but you don't want to be flexible. Where are you? Where are you? Well, the little 8-year-old always listened to everything that he said. And so one day, he's out in the front yard. He's working on something, and a guy comes by. He stops his car, and he says, you know, he's asking the man, he said, well, how do you get to the silos? So the doctor, the good doctor, counselor, decides that he tells him, well, the little girl can't hear everything that's being said. So she comes up to her daddy and she says, well, daddy, what did he want? And he said, oh, he was just asking for directions. And she said, well, what did you tell him? I said, well, I told him. He said, well, you mean you didn't just simply say to him, what do you think? No, I gave him the directions. She comes home the next day from school. She said, Daddy, I've been counseling my friends. Yes. He goes, really? What did you say to them? She says, I said to them, tell me everything and leave nothing out. Well, you know, something about that time, Daddy begins to beam. He thinks he's got it down. He's training this 8-year-old. She's already on top of the game. She knows all about it. She said, really? He said, yes, that's exactly what I said. Well, then what did you say? I listened and I stood there and went, Isn't that good directions? That's the best direction we get today. Noncommittal. Can't tell you anything. Can't make a decision. Can't say it because I'm afraid I'm going to hurt somebody. I'm going to insult somebody. I'm going to say something that is, it was straight. My friends, the Word of God is straight. There are directions. You don't get to avoid them. You can't go around them. There are problems, and people need to know what those problems are. And here's the answer. It's still the same. Babylon, 3,000 years ago, said the same. Kids aren't paying attention. They're not doing it. Well, what has changed? I didn't change in those 3,000 years. I did the same thing. They could have written that about me. That could have been a school report sent home to my parents right there. Why do we all worry about so many little things that go on in our lives today? What we're looking at in school today? Because we know from experience that those things aren't right. I'm saying, you know, it's amazing how smart some parents are. You know, they're smart. They've lived a little bit. They know something. And why they stand up at school boards and tell them, you can't do that. I don't want you making decisions for my children. I don't want you saying to my children, you can do this. Don't tell your parents. That's the biggest mistake you'd ever make if you did that to me. Don't tell your parents. Don't tell your grandparent. Because when I find out, somebody's going to hear about it. I want straight. I think you deserve it straight. I think I can say it nicely. I can say it lovingly. I can say it all of those ways, and I want to do that. But I want to say it straight. I'm not interested in hearing from somebody that puts a lot of fluff with the stuff. I'm not interested in hearing any of those kind of things. I'm interested in saying, this is right, this is wrong, the Word of God says it so, now believe it. But what are we hearing? And why do we wonder why kids are mixed up about their sexuality? Why are we hearing about things that when we were kids, we go, do what? The boy's a girl? How did that happen? You say, well, that's just a temporary thing. That's not a temporary thing. It's something that is progressive, and it's getting more progressive. When England has to make a decision that America can't make, that's amazing to me. How they can ban now, you can't give these sexual altering things to children anymore because it's wrong. From basically an atheistic nation now, but America can't make that decision because we're too smart. We think we are. Go ask Mr. Fauci how smart he is. Never mind. Okay, moving on. God has given us something. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. Yes, there is a way that seems right to you, to every person. But what is that way? That way is the way of death. I told some people Wednesday night about somebody I spent a little time with and talking about how he wanted to rewrite the book of Revelation. Yeah. Yeah, he was smarter than everybody that's ever lived when it came down to what that book means and what all that. And I just reminded him what it said about. He said, I thought it said at the end of that thing, if you add anything unto or you take anything away. What did it say about that? Oh, well, that really, right, okay, yeah. I said, it's what it said, and it is true. And it said, and what did God say I'll do? I'm going to toast you. As simple as that. And this is a Christian. This is a man that says he believes the thing. Issues happen that we don't have an answer for, but God said, I can be very direct with this. We get the privilege of influencing children's lives. And you know what I've always said, ladies? If I don't get any other amen out of you, I always should get one out of the fact men are stupid. You know, that's why God gave us women. I told you that because, you know, to keep us straight, you know, keep us in line, keep us going where we need to be. Heavenly sandpaper. I love that part about it right there. But I know this to be a fact. I know this to be true. We, of all people, need to follow the direction that God gives. And they're directions that we ought to have. Is it appropriate? Well, what does the Word of God say about it? You know, we can change it every day, and what is temporary and what is that, but because tomorrow, where will it go? It'll go worse. It'll get worse. It won't get better. We will never go back closer to this Word. If anything, we're going further away from it every single day, and it's not exactly what God wanted. It's not about doing, well, I'll do 5 out of the 10 commandments. That's religion today. Oh, I will encourage you. I'm going to lift you up. You know, one of my favorite preachers, how much I said it'd be great if it came down to inspirations and all that kind of stuff. Don't ask him to be a pastor, because he's not going to ever tell you anything straight. He's simply going to say, I'll pump you up this week, and you'll have to come back next week to get pumped up again. I want to give you something strong enough to say, these are the directions of life, and if you follow these directions, you will be successful, because these are God's directions. These are the things that He has given us. And all you got to do is follow directions. All you got to do is follow the very things, but we're trying to remove them. We're trying to say they're inadequate today. They don't apply. I've got a better way to train children. I've got a smarter way to do it. Don't tell the parents. Go put on a class in how you can be transgendered, but it's a club, but you can't. Don't tell your parents. These are things that we have every single day. Why am I on this today? I'm on it because I watch people. I watch people that have no hope, because they never have learned that this word is absolutely true. They are incapable in their own heart, in their own eyes, because society says, you don't have to follow the directions. You don't have to do what the Word of God says. And we expect our young people to get better. They don't even know what direction it is. I'm watching a 4-year-old yesterday, and that 4-year-old with a phone. I mean, whipping that baby, I mean, whoa, up and down the chat, and they're going everywhere. Now, 4 years old doing this. I mean, it was amazing to watch. They couldn't add 2 and 2 together, but they could move the phone. They knew how to do all of that kind of stuff. Could they put a full sentence together? No. Do they know any of the times table? No. Don't know anything about history? No. Don't know anything about it. But they sure can work that phone. And they'll be smart to do every bit of that. But yet the foundations have never been laid because they don't think it's necessary. Here's foundations right here. We don't want the next generation to be called another lost generation. We want to lay before them the foundations. We want to lay out exactly what God said was true. We need to say to our young people, I need to say it to older people. Don't back up. You got a lot of wisdom to share. You got things that life experience, that's the only way you got it, is walking through this life and seeing heartache, that you don't miss the directions, that you follow after what God is saying. You can't ignore them. As many times as they've been ignored, well, I knew they were there. Well, then why didn't you do it? Why didn't we do what it says? That's what the church is for. Well, what can we do? Well, we quit sitting on our hands and do something. We quit sitting on our hands and give people forth this right here. Instead of criticizing and condemning everything that's going on in the world, why don't we make a change? Why don't we do something different? Why don't we apply everything that we've been giving into the lives of those that are without, instead of looking into blank eyes and looking into people's eyes and saying, well, they're lost helplessly. So were we. But somebody had the courage to say, Jesus is your answer to your life. You know, I may not quote the Bible exactly the way it is, but I think I have a gist about a lot of things that are in this word. And I know this. I'm not going to stand around wringing my hands and worrying about woe is me and moaning about, oh, the youth are going to the devil. No, they're not. No, they're not. They need to be loved. They need to be nursed. They need to be given straight direction. They just need to tell them. And lovingly. Not as me as being the best example. No. Not me. I never made that mistake. The reason I can tell you why, because I made a lot of them. And I've been down the road, and I've done everything that you're thinking about doing. I just did it a long time ago. Nothing's changed. Except for this. This word is still true, and we don't want to follow the word. Well, that was written thousands of years ago it was written. It's still true. This is absolutely, positively true. I am the way. There is no other way. I don't care what religious people say today. Jesus said, I'm the way. There is no other way. You can tell me all you want to about all the other. I don't care, because I know there's only one way. And he said, this is the way. I am that way. And you need to follow after me. What did he say to what? Sell everything that you have. Take up your cross. Follow me. Why was he saying that to him? He said it straight. This is your issue. Deal with it. Come follow me. Yesterday I made a statement out of Matthew's gospel. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Who can give you rest other than Jesus? Who can make a difference in your life other than Jesus? Nobody. Who would get you together and fellowship together outside of Jesus? There's nobody. The only hope that you and I have in this world, punt your bank accounts, punt what you own, punt everything, any affluence you might have in life. If without Jesus, you have nothing. He said, I'm the way. If you want to know the truth, I am that truth. You don't need anything other than that. Because once you get that, you'll understand everything that he says. Because he said it with authority, because he's God. He gave us wisdom. Wisdom far beyond that you and I that are a little bit older now, we've learned. We've walked that way, and we learned. God, what Jesus said way back then when I was a kid was right. It's always going to be right. And 1,000 years from now, it'll still be right. It'll be exactly what God has given. Because that is wisdom, and it is his word, and his spirit is here to make sure we get it. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I am your guide. I have the directions. I'm your encouragement. Can I encourage you this morning? I said that we're not helpless and we're not hopeless. And I'm afraid. Yeah, I guess at times if I could be, I might be afraid of what's going to happen to my grandkids. Or one day my great, Lord have mercy, no great grandkids will jump soon. Woo! Man, that'd be a terrible thing. Great-grandpa might come through in their lives. That'd be a terrible thing. Do kids, they would never aggravate you, would they? No, they would never do that. But they're going to know things that you and I have no clue about. They're going to be four-year-olds, and they're going to be doing stuff that I'm going to sit there and go, huh, what do you think? And I won't know, but they do. And I will turn to them and I will ask them, as I do on many occasions, and say, can you fix this for me? Because Grandpa doesn't know how to do that. And they know exactly what to do. I spent this period of time this morning because I had a reality check this week. A reality check that was simple, but yet to me it was very profound. God's word's still the same. I already knew that. I don't need to change it. I just need to trust it. I watch people, as you know that I do, and I watch hopelessness. I look into the eyes of people. I looked in the eyes of people yesterday. I saw blank of something that was so simple that you and I have gotten it. We got it. We know who he is. We know where he lives, and we know where we're going. The song was sung yesterday. Where are you going? And I want to go, if you won't listen to me, will you listen to the words of the song? Do you know where you're going? Here's the directions. Jesus said, it's a simple thing. Keep my commandments. That's all you got to do. Because I'm the way. I'm the truth. I am the life. You still confused? You still bewildered? You still don't know the answer? You still want to throw your hands up over small things in life? Don't. Because somebody is so much greater than that, and he lives in us. And he's so right that we don't need to go back to Proverbs. We don't need to go, there's a way that seems right to a man. Because we know the end of that road, and it's a dead end. But the road that Jesus has laid out for us is simple. We don't need DEI. If you don't know what that means, ask somebody that does. Yeah, I do know what it means, but I know this. It should lead me right back to this word right here. Because this is the word that always restores my joy. Because it always says it straight up. If you don't like it straight up, you might not want to read it. But the joy of my salvation is based on this word right there. No one's lost if you know your way home. We may get sidetracked. We may follow after man's instructions for a little bit. We may think that this might be the right way. Hey, there's something new. No, it's not. It's not new. The word is still exactly what it is and what it always will be. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And all you got to do is follow the directions because they're clear. And there's something that every one of us can get in on. And you'll know exactly where you're going. And so when you get to the end of the road, whether that road is abruptly stopped or that road goes on for miles and miles and years and all those things, you know where you're ending up. I'm ending up in the one, in the arms of the one that left this for me. And it's given me everything that I need. I'm the way. That's simple. And you've given me life. And now you're going to give me eternal life. Any questions? Are the directions clear this morning? I hope they're clear. I try to make it clear. I hope I've said it lovingly. I mean it lovingly, but I mean it straight too. These are the words that God has given us. This book hasn't changed. I'm the same yesterday, today, and I'll be the same forever. All we need to do is follow the directions, and you'll get to the place that we're all going to go. Even in between the time, and it's going to be a long time for many of you, but you have this to be guided by, because it's going to be the same today, 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 tomorrow, 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 and forever. Amen. It's what God has given us, and we need to stand on it, and we need to believe it. Share it. Don't be afraid to say it. Don't say it like you're some pompous jerk, or that you're so religious that everybody else is a fool. Say it out of loving kindness like Jesus said it. But say it in such a way that when you stand there, you can say to them, I've got a place, and I'm going to prepare that place for you. When I get it done, I'm coming for you. And you know the way, even though Thomas, and there's a ton of us Thomases out there, we don't know where you're going, we don't know the way. Well, he said, I am that guy. You know that person. You know him well. because he lives within you. Share him. That's all the directions that you need. Let's pray.